Your grace is abounding and your mercy is known this very moment, this very night, this very day. Praise the Lord. Go ahead, my Lord. The earth be glad, let the earth declare that you are God of all, Lord of all. The highest praise we extend is our love to you, our Master and our King. Let the nations declare that you are Lord of all, Lord of all. Exalt at the Lord our God and worship him at his footstool. Let's proclaim that the Lord our God is holy, holy. Exalt at the Lord our God and worship him at his footstool. Let's proclaim that the Lord our God is holy, holy. Hallelujah. Our Father, who art in the heavens and in us, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom, O Lord, has come, and your will, your word be done on this earth as it is in heaven. I thank you for having given us this day our daily bread, every spiritual blessing in the heavens, in Christ, in us, and for giving us our trespasses, as we also have forgiven those who trespass against us. Excuse me. And lead us not into temptation, but hath delivered us from the evil one, and consecrated us in your truth. Your word of love is truth, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. And because I belong to you, Father, love, mine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, both now and forever. In the name of your Son, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in whom I have redemption, the forgiveness of sins to a thousand generations. Father, love, I thank thee. Amen. Search my heart, Lord, and see if there's any wicked way in me, and lead me into the way everlasting. For I have hidden your word in my heart, that I may not sin against you. I cast down any other word I have spoken. They shall not bring any harvest in my life or anybody else's life. And I forgive, Father Lord, if I have aught against any. And I receive my forgiveness from all sins and my cleansing from all unrighteousness through the precious blood of the Lamb. Set a guard over my mouth, Lord. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Do not let my heart be drawn to what is evil. Don't let me so much as dream of evil or thoughtlessly fall into bad company. Let I take part in wicked deeds along with those who are evildoers. Do not let me eat the delicacies of those who do wrong, but let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I received from the Lord what was also passed on to me. My Lord Jesus, on the night you were betrayed, when you took the bread, and after you gave thanks, you broke the bread and gave it to your disciples and said, take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which will be given up for you. Do this in memory of me. In the same manner, my Lord Jesus, YouTube.com, and again you give thanks. They do this in memory of me. For as often as I eat my Lord Jesus' broken body and drink, I do so in remembrance of him. Thanking you, Father Love, that the thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I have come, says the Lord, that we may have life and have it more abundantly, in abundance to the full, to the overflow. So, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. For this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in him. For today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of good fortune. Lord, I beseech you, Lord, send now prosperity. Reverse, recover, reveal, renew, redeem, reinstate, replace, repair, release. Restore, Lord, restore. Oh, my Lord Jesus, you are my Savior. My Lord, my King, and my faithful High Priest, my Redeemer. You are my Good Shepherd, my Intercessor, my Friend, my Blood Brother, my Bridegroom. You are the Lord of the Harvest, the Lord God of Hosts. So, I shall live and not die, to proclaim the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Oh, praise the Lord for his good, his grace. He is abounding in his mercy, his blessed love, his tender loving care. Tender loving kindness is watching over me throughout this day and forevermore, being willing and ready, ready and willing to act on my behalf at any given time. His driving passion to deliver me. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free, free from the law of sin and death. So under the precious blood of the Lamb of the cross of Christ, by Holy Ghost, the resurrection power. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, arise, go forth and shine in splendor, I, God's beloved Son. For in Christ my light has come, and the glory of the Lord is upon me, to worship, to serve, to be willing, be ready, and whatever the Lord my God tells me, I do it. The Lord be in me, his holy temple. Silence before him, all the earth. Abba. My Father, I thank you for my Lord Jesus Christ. My Lord Jesus, I thank you for the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, my comforter, my advocate, my intercessor, my strengthener, my standby, my healer, my deliverer, my counselor, my confidant, my whatever I need you to be for me today, my very present help in time of need. I thank you for my life and Lord, my God. I thank you for the blood. I plead the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ as I behold the strength of the right hand of God. Are not all angels, ministering spirits, servants, sent out in the service of love for the assistance of the Lord of hosts and I, who am to inherit salvation? They hearken to the voice of his word to do his good pleasure. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, and because I belong to you, Father Love, mine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, both now and forever. In the name of your Son, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in whom I have redemption, the forgiveness of sins to the thousands of generations. Are not all angels, ministering spirits, servants, and out in the service of love, for the assistance of the of love for the assistance of the Lord of hosts and us, this scatterbound family, household, and ministries, Lord, to inherit salvation. They hearken to the voice of his word to do his good pleasure. Thank you, Father, love, that you have taken my spouse and I and our children to where you want us to be. Thus, by the blood of Christ and Holy Ghost, the resurrection fire, Babel, confusion in the kingdom of darkness. You have lost, we have won. Bell bows down in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts. And behold, the glory is here. Behold, the blood of the Lamb provides defeat for the devil, judgment on the wicked, redemption to the lost, eternal punishment to the unbelievers, an eternal inheritance for us, his ecclesia. Thus, by the blood of the Lamb, cursed be. By the blood of Christ, I curse every plan of the enemy, all his strategies, against us, this scatterbound family, household, and ministries. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be. The demonic spirit, the demonic spirits, the demonic strongholds, the demonic strongmen. Any attack of the enemy, any a bad symptom, any viruses, bacteria, germs, fungal, anything that can harm us, cursed be them all. By the blood of the Lamb, for the Lord God of hosts will bless those who bless us. And he will curse he who curses. And the Lord God of hosts will bless those who bless us and curse anyone who would curse us. Praise the Lord. So all their powers and ability to still kill and destroy and deceive us, be paralyzed, incapacitated in every way, shape, or form, and defeated. In our lives, families, households, and ministries, lands, and territories, for such a time as this. Lord, in the dimension of the Spirit, I've grabbed the hammer of the blood of the cross and I crush the head of every demonic spirit that moves people against us. And I plead, I claim the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ as I behold the strength of the right hand of God's justice against our enemies, our adversaries. I claim the blood, for we are the redeemed of the Lord. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. In the name of Jesus, I close Andrew, Brian, Alexander, Stafford, and I, each of our spirit, soul, body, mind, life, and our homes, and our streets, and our walls. Within our palaces, our lands and territories, and everybody in them, with the precious blood of Christ, for such a time as this. Whatever was sent or done against any one of us, this scatterbound family, households, and ministries, by the heat of the bloodline, and by the blood of Christ that clothes us and that is completely insulating, protecting, preserving, and providing for us, then be backfired and reversed and returned to whomever sent them. The Lord beats down before us. The enemies that rise up against us, do they come out against us from but one direction? They flee before us in seven. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the seed of the serpent. Serpent venom, cheap implants, all the hidden deeds of darkness. None of us shall be infected, affected, inflicted by any one of them in any way, shape, or form. Wherever the light touches today, that we each shall be delivered. And by the blood of Christ, I call on Holy Ghost, resurrection fire, that the fire by night and by day, who surrounds us to consume all the attacks of the enemy and keep us well protected, preserved, and provided for by our Father in heaven. And we will enter not into temptations, trials, or testings. For the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in each of our ways, that we only seek the glory that comes from God alone. I entrust our lives to you, Lord my God, our just judge and our defender. Lord, you are our lives and the length of our days. Father, love, you hold in your hand our breath of life and our ways. Wherever they let people serve us, and nations bow down to us, the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We be lords of the earth. Cursed be everyone that curses us, and blessed be he that blesses us. Amen. The fear of us and the dread of us, the scatterbound family, households, and ministries have come upon all the animals on the earth, in the sky, and in the seas. We are enjoying our covenant with the stones of the field and the beasts of the fields at peace with us. Our days are as days of heaven on this earth. For the Lord our God has given us this cattleground family, households, and ministries, rest on every side. In the name of Yahweh, the word of God, the burden removing, yoke destroying power, that removes the mountains out of our ways and makes all things possible for us, this cattleground family, households, and ministries. Our eyes are undimmed and our vigor unabated. The Lord is the light of our countenance. We are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Anyone who would come against us, the Lord himself goes before us. The Lord God of hosts is with us always. Who can ever come against the blood of the Lamb, the blood of the cross, the blood of Christ? What can withstand the strength of the right hand of God? Who can ever stand before the name of the Lord of the angel armies, whose we are and whom we serve, who never fails us, never leaves us, nor forsakes us? Just thanks be to God. Thanks be to love, who always causes us to triumph in Christ and manifest through us the sweet aroma of the knowledge of him in every place. For we are a fragrance of Christ to God, to love, among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. To the one, we are an aroma that brings death. To the other, an aroma that brings life. Unlike so many, we do not peddle the word of God for profit. On the contrary, in Christ, we speak before love with sincerity, as those are sent from love. Therefore, do not be afraid or discouraged. We fear neither men nor beasts. For Jesus Yeshua has defeated death, hell, and the grave, and has set our feet upon the rock of our salvation. The battle is the Lord's, because you see, the enemy shall not gainsay the work of the Lord. So, Father, Lord, we receive the peace that the Lord left us, his peace he gave us, and the peace of God which surpasses all understanding is guarding each one of our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord. I let the peace of Christ rule in my heart, for to this I was called as a member of one body, and I be thankful. So I thank you, Father Lord, that you have wiped every tear from our eyes. There be no more death or mourning, wailing or pain. The old order it has passed away, for my Lord Jesus has defeated death, hell, and the grave, and has set our feet upon the rock of our salvation. There be no breach in our walls, no exile, no outcry in our streets. We live in peaceful dwelling places, in secure homes, in undisturbed places of rest, in restful gardens. The hill flattens the forest and the city's level completely. How blessed are we? Kettlebound family, households, and ministries. Sowing our seed by every stream and letting our cattle and donkeys range free. So therefore, in our means and our possessions, in our lands, not even a dog can growl at us. In our lands and territories, not even a dog can growl at us. That they may know that they know how the Lord distinguishes between the hidden and we his beloved. All of the hidden shall then come down and prostrate before us. They shall beg us, leave us you and all your followers. Only then shall we depart and we shall pass through the midst of them all and go away. At God, our Father's appointed time. And our so my Lord Jesus Yeshua Adonai, you are Lord over heaven and earth. Adonai, every knee will bow to you. Lord Most High, even though you are my best friend and my blood brother and my bridegroom, you are my Lord and my God and my King. Bonjour, mamie. Tu as bien dormi? Praise the Lord. I entrust ourselves to you, the Lord who judges justly, our defender, the redeemer of our past and present wrongs. You are the holder of our future days to come. I trust in you, our faithful high priest, our doctor and our healer, our El Shaddai, our Jehovah Yireh, our counselor, our security. The Lord is here. Our deliverer, I am the bondservant of the Lord. Your word to me be fulfilled. So I thank you, Father Lord, that since God cannot lie, so we hold on to the hope set before us. Thank you, Father Love, that for we, this scatterbound family, households, and ministries, the church, we are redeemed from the coming wrath. So, hallelujah, we are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb from the coming wrath. Too powerful to be defeated, to overcome, and unable to be seen, to be visible. The Lord our God has made us unable to be seen, to be visible by the enemy. Thank you, Father Lord, that you have made us invincible and invisible to our enemies. And thus we continue to think and speak and act and walk and love in the unforced rhythms of grace, living freely and lightly in Christ. There is peace in our walls and prosperity within our palaces, our lives, and this Kettlebound family, households and ministries, our lands and territories, our kingdoms are at peace. For the Lord our God is giving us rest on every side. And with long life, the Lord our God satisfies us, showing us his salvation a power, the catching up of us and the church, his ecclesia, into glory without our seeing the grave, plus eternal life in the time to come. Father, your name be glorified in each one of us, this Caruban family, our souls, and ministries. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Take this, all of you, and drink it. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant, which will be shed for you and for all, so that sins be forgiven. Do this in memory of me. For as often as I eat my Lord Jesus' broken body and drink his precious blood, I proclaim his death until he comes. And I remain in him and he remains in me, believing in me his Passover mystery, putting out from my flesh the fire of all evils, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life, that I live in the greater glory, for I was crucified with the Lord. I died and was buried with him and went to hell in him and was raised to life again with him, the Lord my God. I am the church called to glory. So I thank you, Lord, my God, by the blood of the Lamb. You have removed all sickness from my midst by the blood of the cross, that you have pronounced our freedom in Christ. You have pronounced our freedom in Christ, so it remains. Psalm 22. At the cross, my Lord Jesus, you have defeated the bulls of Bashan. This is the DNA of giants. You have defeated the right for me. I stand on this, your victory, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, the rewrite has no effect on me. I plead, I claim the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ as I behold the strength of the right hand of God. I have been washed in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is therefore now no condemnation for me who am in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Behold, I take power to tread the Lord God of hosts, making a path for me on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt me. Not that I would put the Lord my God to the test, thus by the blood of Christ. By the love I believe I receive, that if I drink any deadly thing, even the vaccine, serpent venom, bioengineered products, and genetic modifications, quantum data, these shall not harm me. I shall not be affected, infected, afflicted by the seed of the serpent, by serpent venom, by cheap implants, and by any hidden data of darkness. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be them all. Amen. They all fail. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts. The battle is the Lord's, because you see, the enemy shall not gainsay the work of the Lord. For I am his workmanship, handiwork, masterpiece, poetry, created in Christ Jesus to do good works which God had prepared in advance for me to do. So it remains. The name of God is inscribed in my DNA, both now and forever. And I have the mind of Christ. And my spirit remains sealed with your promised Holy Spirit, which is the first installment of my inheritance toward redemption as your possession. Yahweh, to the praise of your glory, spirit, soul, and body, I remain in Christ, my heart crying out, Abba, my father, my daddy. So I love you, Lord, my God, with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. I love you with all my money, with all my possessions. And I love my neighbor as I love myself. I believe on the name of your Son, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I love the brethren as you have commanded me. I thank you for loving me as much as you love my Lord Jesus, Yeshua, my blood brother. Lord, my God, the honor, the privilege, the joy, the pleasure of your love are all mine, for I am the redeemed of the Lord. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Now unto you, Father, Lord, who are able to accomplish far more than all that I could ever ask or imagine by the power of love at work within us. Unto you, Father, Lord, be glory in me, in the church, and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Praise the Lord, for he is good. His grace is abounding in his mercy, endures forever. And thank you, Father, Lord, for that you have for cleansing our bloods, the precious blood of Christ, for the life of the body is in the blood, and you have given it to us on the altar for our salvation. Thank you, Father, Lord, for protecting us from any influence that he, the Satan, the devil, or his minions would try to exert. Thank you, Father, Lord, that it is the Lord, our God, who has given us power to acquire wealth by fulfilling, as he has now done, the covenant he has sworn to our forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, as it is this day, as it is written, you do not muzzle an ox while it is threshing out the grain, and a worker deserves his wages. Do you see a man who excels in his work? We, this scatterbrown family, households, and ministry, shall stand before kings and not before unknown men. Thank you, Father, Lord, that the Lord, walking in the way of righteousness along the path of justice, is bestowing wealth on us, his beloved, this scatterbrown family, household, and ministries, who love him and making our treasuries full. The wealth of the sinners that was stored up for us are finding their way into our hands. It is the blessing of the Lord. It makes us truly rich, and he, the Lord of hosts, and it add no souls to it, neither does so toiling increase it. And Jesus heals them all. And Jesus heals all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. In the presence of Jesus of Nazareth, the blind see, the deaf hear, the dumb speak, lepers are cleansed, the lame walk, the maimed are made whole, and the dead are raised. For see how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, and how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. So is there anything too hard for the Lord? Is there anything that he can't do? The God of the impossible, the Lord God of hosts, the Lord of the harvest, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord, and I shall repay. So I thank you, Father, Lord, that the Lord has brought us, his beloved, this scatterbrown family, households, and ministries out of Egypt, out of bondage, loaded with silver and gold, and there is no feeble part in my body. There is none feeble in my land. There is none feeble among us, this scatterbrown family, households, and ministries, lands, and territories. Thank you that the works of God be made visible, be made manifest in me. God, Holy Ghost, resurrection power is replacing my limbs and body parts right in front of our eyes without even having anyone to touch me, my daddy, quickening my mortal body because of his spirit who lives, his everlasting fire who lives in me. Excuse me. Thank you, Father, Lord, for having restored my right leg and right foot and every part of my body that needed restoration. My faith has made me whole, says the Lord of hosts. And once again, I can run and dance and continue to declare that Jesus did it again. Amen. Praise the Lord. And by thank you, Father Love, that you have you bless all our food and drink and remove all sickness from our midst. And thank you, Father Love, that the Lord has restored unto us the years that the locusts have eaten, the canker worm, the caterpillar, the palmer worm, all that was lost, taken, stolen from us, and has given us this caterpillar family, household, and ministries, that a hundredfold return of all that we have left for the Lord's name's sake, plus eternal life in the time to come. Renewing our strengths, our youth like that of an eagle's. Our eyes are undimmed and our vigor unabated. The Lord is the light of our countenance. Thank you, Father Love, that you have truly blessed us and extend our territories. You help us and you made us free of misfortune without pain. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. The Lord is just. He is our rock. In him there is no unrighteousness. So here's the blood of the cross of Christ. Flee all you powers of the enemy. For the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Lion of the tribe of Praise, the Root of David hath prevailed. Hallelujah. 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 Here's the blood of the cross of Christ. Flee all you powers of the enemy. For the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Lion of the tribe of Praise, the Root of David hath prevailed. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Here's the blood of the cross of Christ. Flee all you powers of the enemy. For the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David hath prevailed. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. See, Jesus Christ is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Victory, our victory, my victory is in his blood, the precious blood of the Lamb of the cross of Christ. The glory of God, whose power no foe can withstand, no foe can get through, under which we remain. For Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress. And Lord, you are our God, in whom we confidently trust and rely. So Father, Lord, we are resting in your goodness expressed through your law, through your faithfulness, your ability to your faithfulness, to your word and to us, your ability to bring your word to pass in our life, in our lives, your willingness to do so, and your loving kindness toward us, and in your being an on-time God, as it is written, let not the wise man grow in his wisdom. Let not the mighty man grow in his might, nor let the rich man grow in his riches. But let him who glories, glory in this, that he knows you and knows that you are a God exercising loving kindness, justice, and righteousness on this earth in which you are well pleased. Father, Lord my God, let your glory fill the earth. Let your glory fill this Caterpillar family today and forever. And let it be known to all that you are God and that Jesus is Lord. To your glory, God our Father. In Christ Jesus, the word of God has spoken, faith released, and we believe, we receive. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord, God of hosts. So, Father, love, for the beauty of your love, we thank thee. Amen. Hallelujah. And by the Spirit of the living God, Father, Abba, let the cry of praise cover the earth, that heaven shakes and your Son comes. Amen. Praise the Lord. And my beloved, always remember that you are always clothed with the precious blood of Christ, and that the Holy Spirit within you and surrounding you is keeping you well protected, preserved, and provided for by our Father in heaven. For you are blessed of the Lord and highly favored. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God forever.